Hello and welcome back, everybody, to Total Wellness Radio. I'm Dan Young, your host. This is episode 119, and here today we get to catch up with Stephanie Hess. Stephanie, a former corporate executive with Estee Lauder, turned holistic health coach, as well as being a published author and health expert on Amazon, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Thrive Global. She is packed with pearls of wisdom on the things you can do to optimize your health in a natural, non-invasive way. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio with Stephanie Hess. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Today, I'm super excited. We have Stephanie Hess. She is a former corporate executive with Estee Lauder. Wow, we're going to get there. I'm sure there's some backstory to that that I'm going to let her take some time to explain. She has now become a certified holistic health coach. She is also published as a holistic health expert on Amazon. She's also been featured in the Philadelphia Inquirer and the Thrive Global. So thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us today. Did you make it on the line okay?
I'm here, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited to hear your story. And as with all of my guests, I like to dive right in. And, you know, obviously, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this. Our listeners are going to be thrilled with the value you're going to bring today. And also ask my first question, which is really very simple, but I know there's a big story behind it. And I want you to take lots of time to answer. What in the world put you on? What was the catalyst, the thing that took place in your life that got you on this natural health path?
I love the question. And in hindsight, I like to look at it as my mess that created my message, right?
Okay, that makes good sense.
And so, you know, the days of being rock bottom in my own health, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually, you know, there are two how did I get here moments that stand out when, as I look back. And the first, Dan, was when I was 17 and my mom had brought home a new pair of jeans for me to try on. And she handed them to me and I walked into the bathroom. I closed the door and was terrified to look at the tag where the size was. And I remember looking down, trembling, the jeans were in my hand, and I saw size 16 on the label.
Oh my.
And today I am a freedom from the scale type of girl. And this is also what I encourage my clients to get to that place as well, because there's a lot of healing that can come from that place. But in that moment, I was, you know, the largest I had ever been. And I knew that it didn't feel good or right for my body. And I remember thinking in my head, how did I get here? And the second how did I get here moment was just about 2.5 to 3 years ago. I was about 10 years deep in the corporate world. And I was saying yes to things when I wanted to say no. My paycheck told me that I was rich, but I was broke inside. And I'll never forget the day that I took the leap. I risked it all and I walked out of my office on Park Avenue and I wanted to scream from the mountain. Thank goodness I'm free.
Wow.
And there were people in the world living as I had been living and risking their health and happiness and doing that soul crushing work. And I knew from that moment on, my task was to serve, heal, and empower others.
That's fantastic. That's a fantastic story. Now I want to circle back just quickly to something you said back at 17, you know, the fear of looking at the size on the blue jeans and everything. Were there other things at that time that were getting your attention about your health or your ability to perform? Were you not sleeping well? Did you have headaches? Were there other things going on that you later connected the dots were associated with your health at all?
That's a great question and something I actually have never thought back on, surprisingly, because I was fairly young at the time. Uh-huh. And what just came to mind now in thinking about that is I was having such an external experience at the time. I wasn't really I wasn't really inside of my body, if that makes sense. And I can dive into that a little later, but I was looking at all of the things around me, like what size I was and the food that I was eating and all of those things to really kind of as the compass for my life. And what I discovered about 10 years later was that that internal compass was within the whole time. So, you know, when I was in my mid-20s, I did realize that, wow, that's why I had the cystic acne. Uh-huh. That's why I had the digestive issues. That is why I just didn't feel good. All of that, as I got into the holistic health world, it came to the surface and was really made clear.
That's fantastic. Now, you said that you got on this path about 10 years ago professionally, correct? Is that when you kind of walked away from Estee Lauder and said, I'm done, I'm free?
That was actually two years ago.
Just 2 years ago. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. I got my numbers mixed up here. What was something took place again 10 years ago, you said? That was like
that
another turning point to put you on this path.
Right. That was really when I think my personal health journey began, but the business journey started just two years ago.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that for me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So now, who did you meet? Who did you go after? What mentors do you have? What, you know, I don't like the word guru, but I mean, who do you like really find yourself inspired by reading their information or their books that really help position you to become a holistic health coach?
That's a great question. I am a curious learner. I love to learn. And so I have been finding myself in the past 3 years at least, really diving into all that I can, just in terms of the global leaders that are really marching forward as far as holistic health and empowerment go and high performance. And so some names that come to mind that have been really instrumental for my life personally and professionally. Robin Sharma was probably the first name that I discovered in my spiritual journey.
Okay.
And Robin is an incredible purveyor of all things, just mastery and learning how to really live to your true potential. So he was one of the first experts that I dove into.
Okay.
Along the way, there have been so many, but just to highlight a couple that really have had a lot of resonance for me, Marie Forleo is someone that I have studied from, and I'm actually a student of her B School program.
Okay.
So if you have listeners that are interested in, you know, an online business, whether it's, you know, the health piece or it could be something more creative, whatever their thing is, Marie is truly the master of online marketing in a modern world.
Okay.
And she's also a heart-centered entrepreneur. And those are the entrepreneurs and the leaders that I tend to resonate with most.
Marie Forleo, you said, was her name?
Forleo. Marie Forleo, yes.
Forleo. Oh, well, we will make sure and make a note of that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So now I've been on this journey for the last couple of years. You're really working with, you know, it sounds to me like you have a very strong mind, body, spirit, like a holistic approach to the things that you're trying to do and carry and impact others with. And you believe in the whole food approach as well as functional practices. Can you give our listeners actually, you know, like a couple or two or three things that you really just strongly believe in that will impact their health in terms of whole food approach, but also some of the functional practices that you just really feel strongly about?
Sure. So I actually recently wrote a blog along the lines of this topic because I'm so passionate about it. And I remember the title was what it was that finally allowed me to lose weight. And it wasn't in the gym. And for so many years, I was one of those people that you'd always see on the elliptical, working out, doing lots of cardio for about an hour. And I wasn't losing weight. And the shift for me, and this kind of ties back with the earlier comment about living externally versus internally. Mm-hmm. When I started practicing yoga, and I know it's totally trendy and cliche now, but when I started yoga, that is when it all changed in my world. And it wasn't an overnight success. It's not a get rich quick type of thing. Sure. I discovered the mat, and that became the place where internally I found myself again. I found my way, and all of the things that I was holding on to that I thought would make me happier and healthier, it was really just a mask.
Wow.
So yoga, I would have to say, it still continues to be an incredible tool that I personally uh-huh. use. And the amount of healing that can come from it, not just mentally and emotionally, but physically. Uh-huh. I had spine surgery about 5 years oh. ago, and I've been able to mostly heal my back pain because of the physical practice of mm-hmm. yoga and the emotional practice
okay.
of yoga.
Okay.
So that would be number one.
And I have to interject here for you just really quickly, because yes. I love what you're touching on. I personally have never experienced yoga per se. However, we have a small office here of 9 of us, and we have a private class set up later this month. All of us are, and most of us have never experienced yoga. Becca, my assistant, has. I think her and her husband practice it every morning, every evening, that type of thing. So they have their ritual that they do with it, which they just love. But mm-hmm. the rest of my office here, all of our team, we're going to have a private session with a lady here in town that I interviewed, who's a yoga instructor and has Blossom Yoga here in Cheyenne. And she's going to do a private session for us and let us all experience yoga for the first time. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about it. And I'm also encouraged by you sharing your experience with it.
Oh, well, congratulations for taking the stab at it. That's just, you know, it's amazing. And it can be a little intimidating, you know, to some people. And I would just, with that, encourage you to take one small step. It could be not even going into a class for your first time. YouTube is such a powerful resource. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes in the morning, I will Google a 20-minute gentle morning yoga flow, okay. and I'll do that. And you know, if I'm doing that several days a week or whenever my schedule allows, it just that small amount of practice is so profound.
Well, it sounds to me like you gain a tremendous amount, or can gain a tremendous amount of not only physical well-being, but like emotional or spiritual awareness.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm excited about Absolutely. It. I'm looking forward to it.
That's wonderful. You'll have to let me know how that goes.
I will. I think we're probably going to actually do some Facebook stuff with it. And we did an episode of Total Wellness Radio with Kim Lovato, the owner of Blossom Yoga. We did a segment with her. She's in one of our past podcasts. So it's going to be exciting to go in and have her take me through my paces and see what I find out about myself.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so let's continue on with your journey as a holistic health coach and the whole food aspect. Are you like a big smoothie kind of person, like whole food, fruits and vegetables and smoothies? Or do you like, you know, just making sure it's all raw, uncooked? Or is it more like veganism? What kind of a whole food approach are you encouraging people to benefit from?
Well, in my opinion, a smoothie a day keeps the doctor away.
I agree.
But what is probably the most important thing to look for with the smoothie idea is the amount of sugar that you're getting. So when a smoothie to me is, it's going to have a lot of greens, a lot of organic greens. So kale and spinach, there might be wheatgrass in there, which is a powerful, powerful plant. Uh-huh. It's a young grass uh-huh. that is really incredible for anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer and so many
yes.
things. So I love to have that in there. And then I like to play with some medicinal powders and herbs. So I might put in some ashwagandha, some camu camu or maca. I really, really love the properties that those powders provide. And avocado is huge. I have... I've noticed a really big difference, not only just for me, but clients who are increasing their healthy fat consumption, which, you know, we grow up hearing and seeing that you don't want fat in the diet. Well, this is a different kind of fat, and it can really, really help you to burn more fat. And so I think it's a powerful engine, and I love to throw that in a smoothie and mix it up with some nut milk and ice. That's my go-to most days. As far as the rest, you know, I am just a girl of simplicity and ease. With that, I think the best thing we can do is just go back to the basics. Yeah. If you think about how our ancestors were eating, and I know this is a common topic that many are talking about right now, but it has such tremendous weight. Yes. Because our ancestors weren't eating all of the processed packaged foods that are in front of us today in most cases. So however that means for you, if you can incorporate more whole foods that are, let's just say, from the earth, not from the man, the better off you'll be.
Yes.
So fruits and vegetables, you know, lean, grass-fed, pastured protein if you're an animal, if you consume animal products, you know, nuts and seeds and beans. I tend to admire a lot of what the Mediterraneans have done with their diet, and you also tend to hear that they have the lowest cases of chronic disease, which something has to be said about that.
Yes, absolutely. We have, in my part of the country, here in the Cheyenne area, because we're inland northwest, we have a real challenge with living in what's referred to as the goiter belt, and a lot of thyroid problems because people are not getting, you know, land and sea vegetables that are rich in natural occurring iodine, like you would find in, you know, in dulse and kelp and things of that nature, and you know, seaweed and bladderwrack. And so what happens is because of that, we deal with some specific health, you know, issues around the thyroid. Is there certain things that stand out in your mind that you see people that you work with that they have to deal with that's pretty common to your area of the country?
That's an interesting question. You know, I think thyroid deficiency is very common.
Yes.
I don't know if it would be of service for you to share something that I've personally used to help with that. I'd be happy to do that. It's a supplement, and I am in no way affiliated with this brand, but you know, I think it's important for people to know that there are solutions out there. And so I recently purchased from the Global Healing Center. It's an actual iodine supplement, and you can drop it in some water every morning. And I tend to have similar conversations with women in particular around deficiencies, because many of them are quite common no matter where you're living. Of course, you'll see vitamin D deficiencies in, you know, less of the coastal warm climate areas, but vitamin D is a really big problem. And adrenal fatigue. So coming from the corporate world, adrenal fatigue is a very, very prevalent. It's almost an epidemic at this point with, you know, professionals that are just completely burned out and drained from the stresses and pressures of work. So that's another common, a common challenge.
I totally have to agree with you. One of the number one things that we see with the thyroid adrenal relationship of and cases that manifest as like a chronic fatigue type syndrome, things of that nature can be traced back to these. We also find a lot of allergy type stuff associated with poor adrenal performance, if you will, because of our modern living is very convenient, as you already know, Stephanie, but it's not very healthy.
Yes.
That's unfortunate. So talk to us. You know, I was able to bring up your website here, and we're going to be make sure that your listeners, our listeners, are going to be able to plug into your website here pretty soon. But I brought up your website, and I love this. I know you, one of the titles here, it says Stephanie's Six Secrets. Could you share one of them from Stephanie's Six Secrets? Or you wanted to keep it a secret?
Well, funny you should ask, Dan, because I actually wanted to gift those six secrets as part of my free ebook for your listeners, if that's okay.
Oh, that would be great. Excellent.
Awesome. Yeah. So what I decided to do was, I mentioned that my personal journey began 10 years ago. Yes. And so I wanted to create something that basically summarized the things that I did that I discovered that truly helped me to turn on my most healthiest, sexiest self from the inside out. That was key. And so I put those six things that I've done in the past 10 years that I still do daily that have really helped me to tap into my full potential from a holistic health standpoint. So they are all in that ebook, and your listeners can access that totally free today.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. How would they go about doing that?
So you'll go to wellnesscoachnewyork.com. That is New York spelled out one word, wellnesscoachnewyork.com/ebook. And you'll click the button. There'll be a space to enter your name and email address, and boom, it'll go straight to your inbox.
We'll go from there. And I also noticed that for folks that want to stay in touch with you, they can connect with you. It appears to be on either by email, by Instagram, or by Facebook as well.
Absolutely. I am online as Wellness Coach New York. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and I'd love to connect with anyone.
So when it comes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was finished.
Oh, good. Hey. When it comes to the coaching that you're doing some coaching things like that. Do you primarily focus on online with this approach, like 100%, or are you doing some workshops and classes or upcoming events or things that you're going to be, appearing at that we can also get out there for the listeners?
Yeah. So one of my priorities right now is to be able to add a ton of value from the stage. So both online and offline. And part of this is sharing my signature talk, which is geared towards female entrepreneurs and other coaches. And so this is something that I get to do at a variety of summits and events in the upcoming months. So I'm really looking forward to being able to share my message in a bigger way in hopes of serving who needs to hear it at the time.
That's excellent. I thank you so much for that. I'm just want to check out. I want to really encourage listeners to check out the wellnesscoachnewyork.com/ebook. It's really a great, simple, easy site to use. You've got some information there on how to work with you directly and more about your history. Your blog is on there as well, I see. So that's always encouraging to have that kind of information for people. So I really appreciate that. This really looks good.
Oh, thank you so much.
So as we get ready to wrap it up here, Stephanie, what I'd like you to do is just come up with a couple of more things that you'd like to share that make sure the listeners get to, that they can, something that somebody listening to your story and where you came from and the awareness that you had at the age of 17, and now that you've been a holistic coach professionally the last couple of years, and all the things that you're already embarking on in what appears to be a relatively short period of time. So good for you. You're going all after it. I really appreciate that. Another couple of things that you know people need to hear that anybody can benefit from in terms of improving their health in a natural way.
Sure. A big win for me has been to be able to grow madly in love with my life. And this, of course, trickles into every life category, right? So health and purpose or career or business and relationships and so forth. And, you know, had you told me that I would be in this place just 5 years ago, I would have left.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I had a coach at the time who knew the possibilities and held a vision for me that I wasn't even holding for myself at the time. So I say that because what's important about the time we're living in is, you know, chronic stress has risen to epidemic levels. And there is a lot more attention and permission and pop culture around prioritizing our health, not just physical, but mental and emotional too. And so what I would encourage anyone listening to really know that I will give you permission right now, actually, to tap into that. And if that means just by knowing that you can design a better and healthier and more powerful life, all of that is available to you, contrary to what our food system is feeding us and things like that. But, you know, we all get to design the life that is most aligned with our purpose and our mission. You are the co-creator of your life. So I always like to just remind people of that. And, you know, I'm also really excited about completing and publishing my first book.
Hey, congratulations.
In 2019. Thank you. I have a ways to go, but it's coming in 2019. And it is all about rebellion and empowering women to tap into their inner rebel, which could mean going against the grain and doing things differently than what we're taught or have learned. And really being able to live their truth, because this is where the magic happens. I'm sure you see this and hear this, Dan. You know, there's far too many people out there that are suffering. And, you know, if I can just inspire one person each day to tap into the magic that's inside of them, that's truly where they can access things that are beyond their wildest imagination.
That's one of the best platforms, one of the best things to be sharing with others now, how you personally probably have overcome those. I'm certain that's going to have some of that in your book as well. And then I love what you said about giving people permission to take control and take charge of and make and design the life that they deserve and are looking for.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Now, this prompts another question. Do you know the title of the book yet?
Oh, I unfortunately can't share that just yet. But it is in a good place, and I'm feeling really great about it. And how about this? The soonest that I can talk about it, I will make sure to let you know.
When you can let me know what's going on with it, we'll definitely just have you back on. We'll make that episode all about the new book.
Oh, I would love it.
That would be great. Well, thank you again so much, Stephanie, for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio. I super appreciate you.
It was an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, everybody listening, corporate executive Stephanie Hess has turned holistic health coach. What a great conversation we had today. Thank you again for tuning in. And as a reminder, be sure and get her free gift to all you listeners. Check out wellnesscoachnewyork.com/ebook. There you can connect with Stephanie. You can email her. You connect with her on Instagram as well as Facebook. And you can pick up Stephanie's 6 secrets as a free gift. So thank you again for tuning in. For Stephanie Hess, this is Dan Young on Total Wellness Radio. And we look forward to having you tune in and making us a part of your day next time. Take care. That will do it for Total Wellness Radio. Thank you once again for tuning in. And just to mention as a reminder, don't forget about our 6-day mentorship program for practitioners who really want to thrive in the natural wellness industry and build a long-lasting, sustainable, prosperous business. We do a 6-day hands-on immersion where for 4 days, you follow me and my staff around. We see well over 120 people in clinical practice. Plus, we spend day 5 in the classroom putting your practice all together on paper in the practice creation form. And finally, Day 6 hands-on drilling with nutritional kinesiology, one of the most effective ways to evaluate a client's needs that there is today. So for reaching out to us on that, just call me directly, 307-631-5300, the number 307-631-5300 for more information on our 6-day mentorship program. And thank you once again for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.